Yeah, I was training with Chip Smith. He's okay. in Norcross.
Okay. Oh, what's this process been like for you, Andre?
It's been a lot of fun. It's like, you know, just out of school, graduated. It's my first couple months of real life, so there's a lot of things to do. But I'm really enjoying myself. I'm living down south in Marietta, Georgia, with my brother and his wife, and just having a good time being with family.
What kind of thoughts are you getting or input from the scouts and from people that are, you know, looking at you and mm-hmm. trying to help you achieve your dream?
Well, you know, everybody's really patting me on the back saying I'm doing a good job. Today for me was really, I wanted to improve on my 40 and just perform better at catching the ball, and I think I accomplished both those goals today, so it was a good day for me.
Yeah, did you ran your 40, it looked like 23, 24 times.
I ran it a few times, one time actually, just because, you know, I wasn't doing everything today, so I might as well, you know, just do as best I could on the 40.
Are there advantages to the pro day as opposed, you know, it seems like a more intimate type of setting as opposed to like maybe the combine?
The pro day is definitely has its advantages, just because you're in your hometown, on your own turf, and you know, with your teammates, so it's more of a chill setting. And then, you know, you, depending on who comes out, you know who's interested, instead of just, you know, a plethora of everybody trying to get a look at everyone, so you really get to see who's in your corner.
Andre, I know that it's situational, but how do you see yourself fitting into an NFL offense?
Well, the way I see myself fitting into an NFL offense, I want to be a three-down back. I want to, you know, be able to do everything that, you know, the running back position is so diverse. I want to be able to be a diverse running back, be able to catch the ball, you know, keep the chains moving on third down, and, you know, make big plays doing what I do best.
What did you do on the 40 this time? Do you have a time?
I don't have any official times, but they told me I ran better than I did at the combine. Okay.
And what did you do at the combine?
4.56.
So they didn't give you any time down here?
I mean, they gave me times, but I'm not really trying to put them out there. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Andre, you've been working on the hands a lot. You did a lot of catching over there earlier.
Yeah, I have been working on my hands. I actually met a guy, Bobby Brown. He's a receiver out of Notre Dame. I met him at the Walter Camp ceremony and became friends with him and my brother. And he introduced me to a guy named Dr. Bill Therfelder. He's a sports psychologist. I think he's actually the president of Belmont Abbey College now in North Carolina. And I actually went down there for a weekend and did some sessions with him. He told me just some real deep things that really got me thinking of just put my state of mind and catching the ball differently. He said, you know, God is ever present, and when you're focusing on the past and the future, you're not in union with God. So when you're in the present, that's when you're at your, you know, your highest performance. And you know, you just have to meet the ball with energy, focus, use your eyes, and got me juggling and doing different things that have really just been helping my hand-eye coordination.
So where was your mindset before catching the ball as opposed to now?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know where it was. But you know, I'm definitely in a more focused place now, and I know kind of what to do, and I just have to get more reps at it, get more experience at it, so it's more and more natural.
Are you a good juggler?
Yeah, I'm getting up there. I'm doing good. I haven't learned any tricks yet, but I at least have the, you know, the basics.
Going through the combine, going through the pro day now, you know, it's kind of becoming the business part of it, but mm-hmm. do you feel like you're getting closer and closer to achieving that dream of hearing your name called?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we got over most of the humps now. The combine is over, the pro day is over. Now it's really just the individual workouts, and it's a waiting game. So, you know, I'm just, you know, enjoying myself, not going to read too much into anything. I'm just going to sit back and, you know, enjoy my time with my family.
What will it mean to you?
What will...
When your name's called.
It'll be the culmination of all the hard work we put in on these last 4 years at BC, me and my team. It'll be just a culmination of all the determination that, you know, I've had up until this point to really just do something different for my family. So it's really everything to me right now.
What did Matt Ryan, did you get a chance to see Matt Ryan today?
I know he was here, but I didn't get a chance to say hi to him. I hope he's still in Yawkey, so, you know, I could get to say hello.
Are there some running backs in the NFL that you admire or you try to model your game after? Your coach is talking about how, you know, big you are, but how fast you are, just mm-hmm. kind of unique.
the two guys I admire most are Adrian Peterson, one, and then Marshawn Lynch, two. You know, AP really kind of set me off on a different trajectory in high school when I started watching him. Just the way, you know, he's a sports car. He really goes from 0 to 60 as quick as he could when the ball is snapped. And when he's fighting for yards after contact, he really uses his arms and shoulders as weapons. So I really try to incorporate that into my game.
Andre, how closely do you follow all the mock drafts? Everybody's got one out there. Are you looking at one after the other, or just something, hey, tell me when my name's called?
I haven't been paying any attention to those. You know, the story on TV is different than what it is for us, who actually went to the combine and met with the coaches and, you know, see where interest really lies. So I don't really pay any attention to, you know, mock drafts.
It seems like running backs lately, the value let fewer have been going in the first round. Is that something just kind of like, hey, you know, I can prove it, I'm going to get the job done, and just you want that chance? Or is it something that bothers you to see, like, you know, the running backs are going second, third, and fourth instead of first round like they did maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
Honestly, the way I feel about it, I'm just blessed to be able to make it on a team and go and be able to perform at the professional level. You know, the running back is such a versatile position that it's, even if it's might be considered devalued, it's not going anywhere because, you know, it's an integral part of the game. So I know I'm going to have a role to play once I get to the league, no matter what round I go in.
What work do you have left to do between now and draft day, do you think?
Stay healthy, continue to rehab, catch the ball, continue working on that, and, you know, just stay grounded, stay walking down a humble path, and, you know, just wait for draft day.
Did you graduate?
I did. I graduated in December.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So you're staying down south till then?
Yeah, I'll be down south.
It'd be awesome not to have class anymore.
Yeah.
What's your sales pitch to an NFL team? Why should an NFL team draft you?
I mean, I feel like I'm a great running back, and I can be a great running back at the next level. I run downhill. You know, I'm a power back, but I have a unique combination of speed and size. You know, that just plays to my game. On tape, you see that I finish in the fourth quarter, and, you know, I really punish the DBs, which, you know, it keeps the flow of the game moving.
Some people might say you're a two-down back. What do you do to prove that you can play on all three downs?
Just be able to catch the ball, be able to protect the quarterback.
What are the similarities between, like, Adazio's zone blocking, the running style, and what you might see in the NFL?
Well, you know, I've really been a part of so many different offenses at this point. I went through 5 different offensive coordinators. So I've played and spread and 1-back, 2-back sets and, you know, everything in between. Coach Adazio's offense is real smash mouth, a lot of power gap scheme games. And we do mix the zone in there a little bit. So, you know, I think I'll be prepared for whatever I see at the next level.